Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Fourth and final hour, Darren Donick and Chase here on ESPN 102.5 The Game on this Thursday afternoon, as we are about a little bit over 6 hours away from kickoff tonight at Nissan Stadium. Titans and Colts, Thursday night football, AFC South matchup. And with that being said, let's bring in Teresa Walker from AP, Associated Press. She is on the line with us, phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Teresa, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing, Darren?
Doing fantastic. Doing better than the Titans at home against the Colts. We just broke down every matchup that's ever happened here in our wonderful city since the Titans have been here against those nasty Colts, and their record here at home is 5-13 all time.
It's ugly, isn't it?
I mean, here.
It's not astounding.
Not like, I know. 5-13 at home against Indy? Are you kidding?
There's been no home field advantage for the Titans in this series. And here's the thing. You know, I wrote about it yesterday. The Colts' dominance here in Nashville has survived Peyton Manning, which you kind of understand. Andrew Luck, sure. Well, now, even though Phillip Rivers is 7-2 against the Titans when he was with the Chargers, Titans now have a chance to maybe start changing some things because, you know, Phillip Rivers, you know, yes, he's good. He's one of the better quarterbacks that's played in the NFL. But this is the Titans' opportunity to start a rare winning streak against the Colts. You know, they won last December and despite Ryan Tannehill getting sacked 6 times, and now they've got a chance. I mean, the one thing that this franchise has been building toward this all ever since they lost in the AFC Championship game, start with a home playoff game. You got to win the AFC South to do that. To do that, you're going to have to beat the Colts, and there's no better time than tonight.
I know we didn't bring you on to talk about odds. We certainly do that a lot on this show, but I'm just asking you, why do you think this thing has shifted from last night the Titans favored by 2, and it's been that way all week, to now the Colts are favored by 1, 1.5? There's been this seismic shift all the money is going on Indy for tonight's game. What do you think has changed? What's happened in the last 24 hours, in your opinion?
Darren, nothing that I can tell. I mean, Jadeveon Clowney was ruled, you know, they said he'll play tonight, you know, and a big step considering Sunday we thought they might be announcing that he's going to have knee surgery and end his season, so he's available. Now, you know, Corey Davis is dealing with just an absolutely tragic situation with the loss of his brother, but there's reports that he's going to play tonight, and, you know, we can look back to Sunday. Josh Allen was dealing with the loss of a grandmother and turned in an incredible game. You know, Brett Favre had an incredible game after the loss of his father. I mean, athletes, you know, get a break from dealing with grief by going out on the football field, and they can channel that. So, you know, I don't get it. I mean, you know, is it the rivalry? Is it people looking at the Colts defense and thinking, yeah, there's just no way they're going to? And it's like, well, wait a minute. The Titans, even while they've slowed down in the last 3 weeks, and yes, they've only got one field goal in the entire first quarter of the last 3 games, but this is still an offense, that is 7th in the NFL scoring points. You know, they're averaging 29, and that's because they cooled off after a 4-game stretch of scoring at least 31. So, you know, this offense has got a lot of tools. You know, it's the best offense, in my opinion, that the Colts have faced up to this point. You know, we saw them give up 24 to the Ravens on Sunday, and yes, the Ravens offense is really good. But, you know, the Titans, they're kind of a complete offense. You know, we know Ryan Tannehill can throw, decisive passes. There's Davis, there's Johnny Smith, there's A.J. Brown. Oh, yeah, some guy named Derrick Henry. You know, maybe they're looking at the left side of the line and, oh, they're without Taylor Lewan, Roger Saffold, he hadn't practiced, he's hurt. You know, they're going to, you know, DeForest Buckner's going to eat. I don't know what they're thinking of on this, but, you know, there's people who make and win a lot of money. There's a lot of people that lose a lot of money betting on football. Me, I just prefer to report on it.
Maybe they
smart.
Maybe they. The reason the line shifted is because of the 5-13 record at home. I don't know. Maybe everybody discovered that. By the way, you can throw Logan Ryan into that hat as well. Lost him and his wife lost their son. His wife may have had her life saved by the Giants staff. He decided to play last week, got the game ball, and I think had the interception to finish out the game and the win over Washington. So you're right. Everybody deals with it differently, and it's amazing some of the stories. Maybe Corey Davis is that guy tonight that has a monster game in lieu of, you know, in lieu of a Titans win over the Colts, and he's a big part of it. Who knows?
Well, absolutely, Darren. And, you know, this is the thing. Corey Davis has played well this year as it is. So I just don't get it. I mean, here's what we have seen this year. Titans were the first team to deal with COVID. They played, you know, a couple games on very little practice. So a short week turnaround, not a huge issue for them, you would think. They dealt with it within the past month. So, you know, I'm trying to look at different issues. I'm not sure what other people are looking at, and maybe it is just that rivalry history. But you know what? You know, every dog finds its day. A squirrel finds a blind acorn. Well, blind squirrel finds an acorn. Yeah, I'm butchering the cliches. But, you know, there comes a point in time where things change. And it felt for me like last December when the Titans finally got a one. And let's not forget. Yes, Phillip Rivers wasn't with them last year, but, you know, the Colts barely won the game here in September, and that was the day the cart fell over, caught fire, you know, and literally the Titans were kind of a dumpster fire that day. But, you know, things seem to have changed, and if the Titans are going to become, you know, really finish this shift, that their chance starts tonight and then again on November 29th in Indianapolis, because they've already beaten the Jaguars, they've already beaten the Texans. Now they've got to take care of the Colts to get to where they want to be.
Can they run on this Colts team? Colts are the best in the league at stopping the run. Can the Titans have success with Derrick Henry tonight?
Yes. I mean, I'm not going to say he isn't, not because, you know, he ran for a bunch of yards against them last year, and the biggest difference is they've added DeForest Buckner. So we've seen Derrick Henry have success against this Colts defense, you know. So they've made a couple tweaks, but, you know, he can run on them. And guess what? You know, we've seen him running even when people are putting, you know, 8 and 9 in the box. You know, he had, what, 68 yards against the Bears? I don't have any doubt that he would have gotten 100 if the Titans – it felt like with the lead, they were resting him a little bit, knowing they had a short turnaround and that they were going to need him tonight. So, and he's got quite the streak going on. You know, he's had at least 18 touches in quite a long stretch of games here. So, so yes, I'm expecting them to be able to run now. And I think that, you know, it feels like Arthur Smith may have learned a lesson a year ago. I think maybe it was the game against Carolina. That, you know, even when things are kind of ugly early, what we've seen out of him over the last year is they'll stick with Derrick Henry. They don't just suddenly forget the run game. They know that their play action has to have the threat of the run. That means you have to keep handing it to Derrick Henry. And what we've seen is all Derrick Henry needs is a little sliver. Nobody thought he was going to go 94 yards, and when suddenly he takes off and boom, before you know it, he's in the end zone. So, yeah, he'll run on him.
Talking to Teresa Walker from the Associated Press. And Teresa, like us, you know, we go back through all of this stuff. There's very little we haven't discussed by the time the day of the game rolls around. But one thing that we haven't talked about much, we've looked at the Colts not having Jack Doyle, who, of course, once was a Titan, played at Western Kentucky, and he has killed the Titans. So that's a good thing. But on the Titans front, one thing I'm curious about, and I don't know the full answer, I suspect, I at least have a theory, Jonnu Smith's targets have gone down a lot the last few weeks. I'm guessing maybe they're having to keep the tight end in a little more to block with the issues with Taylor Lewan. That's one theory. And, of course, Michael Pruitt, who is really the blocking tight end, he hasn't been available much. But I'm curious to see if they go to Jonnu Smith a little bit more. He's such an important weapon for them.
Well, he absolutely is. But, you know, he is probably the better blocker than, you know, than Firkser. So, you know, that, you know, we have seen a lot of balls going to Firkser over the last couple of weeks. And let's not forget, you know, Jonnu Smith was dealing with an ankle. I mean, I was impressed that he played the last couple of weeks because there was, I think it was the Houston Texans game where he went to the sideline with the ankle. And, you know, I thought, you know, I was surprised he played the next day or the next game. So, you know, it might be just keeping him in the block to help that line and, you know, But that's the thing. You don't fall asleep on him because, you know, we saw him when they needed him last week. They threw to him, and then he got the touchdown pass. And the touchdown pass that ended up being the winning points in that game last week. So, you know, it's definitely a theory to watch. I'll probably pay a little closer attention to where they've got Johnny lying up tonight just to see how much they're maybe helping. But, you know, let's face it. You know, last week particularly, they lost Roger Saffold for, you know, more than a half of that game. They may have been using him to just help out because, you know, Jamil Douglas, even though he's been around, hadn't had that much playing time this year because they've been, knock on wood, aside from left tackle, fairly healthy on the line.
It's a good point on the ankle, too. I did not remember that. Maybe he has been a little less than 100%, but that is something that I think Arthur Smith does a good job of. You're never quite sure who's going to end up being the main target getting the most. As we discussed this a little bit earlier, sometimes it seems like either A.J. Brown or Corey Davis tends to have the big game. Rarely do they both have big games where they're getting targeted a lot. So that's a good thing about the versatility, but, boy, you'd love to see what it would look like if they both could get six or seven catches.
Wouldn't you, though, Willie? I mean, and that's the thing. I almost wonder, and you know, unfortunately, I haven't had the time to go back and look at some game tape to see, you know, maybe my theory is maybe, you know, defenses. You know, it's like, okay, coming into the season, we're going to focus on A.J. Brown because, you know, he was the guy who had 1,000 yards receiving last year, and then Corey Davis goes off for 100 yards. And it's like, wait a minute, we got to pay attention to 84. The good thing about this offense and the way Ryan Tannehill distributes the ball is, you know, as soon as you do focus on somebody, then there goes Khalif Raymond having a 100-yard game. So, you know, he'll find the guy who's open and get the ball to him, and that's what makes this offense so effective.
We're talking to Teresa Walker of the AP, and speaking of players that have been battling injuries, I mean, what should be expected out of Jadeveon Clowney tonight?
Great question, Chase. Here's the thing. He didn't practice at all last week. He did practice Tuesday. I was out there in the rain and saw him, and, you know, he looked pretty good. But, you know, we don't know exactly what's going on behind the scenes. He had gotten a lot of he'd been playing a lot of snaps. You know, Harold Landry's hardly leaving the field. Well, Jadeveon Clowney wasn't far behind. So, you know, keep an eye on how many times they get him out there on the field. I won't be surprised, you know, depending on who they have active tonight, maybe they keep a couple of extra backers active tonight so that they can spell him and maybe use him more on third down to help him there. I'm going to be keeping a close eye on that because, yeah, I can't imagine you get him out there and he plays, you know, 80, 90% of the snaps tonight. So pick and choose might be the best method for him.
Do you put any stock in what the defense did last week without him? Granted, I know that not a very good offensive line, that the offense is not what Indianapolis is there in Chicago, but what the three sacks, what the defense was able to do without Clowney, I mean, do you think, all right, maybe they got their confidence up and now you just add him in there and he can pick up some of what's left?
Well, let's face it. I think that it was the confidence is definitely up. That fourth and one stop was huge for them early. But, you know, they had guys lose jobs. Jonathan Joseph had been a starter. You know, Vic Beasley was given a big contract. And when you let guys like that go, it has to send a message. You know, work a little harder, you know, and they all stressed that they had to talk more. And they had some new guys in there who hadn't played in games for them. Five new guys made their debuts with the Titans on Sunday. And that wasn't just the snapper and the new punter. So, you know, three of those guys were on defense. They had to talk. And that may be a thing that helps them most because that's what they said the last couple of days. We got to keep talking. We got to keep communicating. So, you know, with the new pieces they've got, and you get Clowney in there and everybody's talking together, you know, let's face it, we're all waiting to see Clowney be the, you know, the revved up Lamborghini getting to the quarterback or at least affecting things. You know, he may not be the guy that gets sacks. I know everyone wants to see him have a 2 or 3 sack game, but if he can be out there and be effective and they get some more pressure against a quarterback that's been tough to pressure, guys, don't look for sacks tonight. Be, you know, look for tip balls and possible picks and fumbles and things like that. But I'm waiting to see what him coming back with a week off, how much that helps this defense that did seem to take a little bit of a turn for the better on Sunday.
Adoree Jackson was activated off of IR. He won't play tonight. We knew that. And this has been quite the journey to watch because, you know, it was – thought he could be back before now. Maybe there's been a setback. Mike Vrabel has been mum on any type of injury, but especially with Adoree Jackson. But do you have some confidence or at least feel somewhat okay that maybe, possibly next week, Adoree Jackson's in the lineup?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. He's had the 3-week return to practice, and you know now he's going to get another week to get to where they want him to be. But here's the thing. You want him for the stretch run. So if it takes another week to get him where you want him to be, I think the Titans are going to be patient with that because, you know, think last December, you know, when it was just Logan Ryan, Malcolm Butler's on IR, that secondary was struggling. And he came in the postseason, and it seems just everything clicked into gear for them. So I just feels like they're going to be patient with him because a healthy Adoree Jackson back full strength is going to be better for them than somebody who's trying to nurse an injury through the rest of the year.
Teresa
okay.
Walker.
After this game, is it 5-14 or is it 6-13? The record at home against the Colts.
I think the Titans win tonight. We've seen how Mike Vrabel gets this team ready for big games. This is a big game. Remember how everyone was counting them out in New England and, you know, forget them even having a chance in Baltimore. And, you know, even though they lost in Kansas City, they did have a lead in that first half. So, you know, and we've seen it. You know, they came out and destroyed the Bills, you know, and everyone wanted every, you know, they, people were wanting the all sorts of discipline coming down on the Titans. How dare they get sick and have an outbreak in the midst of a pandemic. And they rallied, you know, we all we got, we all we need. You know, this is another opportunity for them to follow that kind of mindset. And I do think they get the win tonight.
All right. We shall see. And we hope you're right. Teresa, always appreciate it. Thanks for doing this. Enjoy the game tonight. We'll talk soon.
Thanks so much, guys.
Teresa Walker covers the team and a lot of other teams for Associated Press, does a really good job of it, doing it for a very long time. She just said it. Titans win. Let's talk about that on the other side. Do they indeed get it done? We just went through year by year, all the matchups here in Nashville. It has not fared well for the Titans. 5-13. Can they change that narrative tonight? And they've gone from the favorite this week to now the slight underdog at home. Maybe everybody picked up on that record. Right now, I want to talk to you about Cool Springs MD. My friends over there, you've heard me talk about them for years because I've been going there and seeing them for years. And a lot of you have too. They've been around in this area here in Middle Tennessee since 2007. And Dr. Jeffrey Lodge is the board certified physician over there. His wife, Daphne, the registered nurse, and their experienced staff have been improving a lot of you out there, improving your quality of life, including mine. And I hope you, and I know you've wanted that just like me, because as we all get older, things start happening, right? We just don't feel the same as we did maybe in our 20s or 30s or what have you. But they can help you, like hormone replacement therapy. Maybe you've been feeling really off lately, just haven't felt yourself, and you're wondering, what's going on? Don't have any drive right now. Don't have any energy. Well, get over there and talk to them about it. They can check your levels. That tends to go down a lot of people as we get older. Your levels dip, 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 and that can affect you. It can affect your mood. It can affect your energy, how you feel, and they can help you in that department. Face and body rejuvenation, weight loss management is another category. That's always important, but especially in 2020, right? You've been out of your routine. We get it. Maybe you've tacked on some unwanted pounds. You'd like to get rid of them. Well, they've got people and programs that can get you headed in the right direction. If you need to schedule a consultation or an appointment, dial this number, 615-283-7291. That's 283-7291. Or you can always learn everything about them by going to their website, coolspringsmd.com.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.